Welcome to the Main Street Minute with equestrian marketing expert India Wilkinson. This is the destination for all things equestrian, from horse sales, breeding, horse health, and a look into the intricacies of the horse business world. Join India as she dives in with industry leaders to discuss the challenging and rewarding lifestyle of being in the equestrian world. And get ready for the Main Street Minute.
Today, we are excited to talk to India Wilkinson again. Last episode, we talked about some of the questions that you get from buyers who are exploring the idea of buying at an auction. But today, we're going to talk about sellers who might be considering selling a horse at an auction. We're also going to talk about some tips and some tricks to marketing your horse to make it effective.
So what are some of the questions that you hear from sellers that you work with?
So Main Street Market, we are all online. So all disciplines, all breeds, and people post their horses on Main Street. And then our job is to get more eyes on those horses. And that could be horses that trainers are selling and or an individual rider, or we've gotten a lot of auction horses in the last 2 years. And that started with working with y'all at Southern Bell. And one of the, it's there's chatter out there, and I do get direct messages about, how does this work? If I want to sell my horse at auction, who do I talk to? How do I even start? And of course, I send them to people that I already know. But I think that's just the basic question. If somebody wants to sell for the first time at an auction, how do they even start?
Yeah. Well, first they need to look up reputable auctions and contact them. Contact them, ask questions, find out what requirements a sale has for their consignments and when their consignments open. Most sales are going to have an opening and a closing to when they accept their consignments or nominations, if it's a nominated sale. So an important thing to understand is not only the requirements, but when you consign a horse to a sale, you are not permitted to sell it early. That's a question that we have heard many times, and I'm sure other sale managers experience as well. So when you consign that horse, it is committed to the sale. Selling it early is the quickest way to not be welcomed back. A sale such as the Southern Bell Classic, I don't know exactly when we're going to publish this episode, but chances are by the time this is published, our sale nomination period will be open.
What is a nomination? What does that mean?
Some sales are probably, I assume, open to any consignment. Our sale is limited. We don't take more than 60 horses. And so we typically get many more than 60 horses apply to be in the sale. So they are nominated. They fill out a form, videos, pictures, and those get sent in. And then we choose which horses we accept into the sale during our nomination period, which this year begins September 15th. And we'll run throughout the fall until the sale fills and we're comfortable with the 60 horses that we select. Again, talk to sales. They're all different. With that in mind, think about it. Some of these horses that are represented at the Southern Bell Classic have been consigned to us by the time the sale rolls around for 6 months, So it's a long-term commitment, depending on the nomination period or the consignment period and when the sale is. Some are different. I'm sure they, maybe are a month or two out. If you want to sell at an auction, you need to feel confident with the horse that you're consigning to it. And you need to ask about the requirements and understand the commitment that you're making.
Well, that's great. And I think that is the first thing that people should know, that they can just call you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can just call you and say, how does this work? Yeah, Absolutely. And you'll walk them through that.
Yeah. We do a lot of talking on the phone with folks. Yeah.
So I think this is just a general question that I get, and I don't know the answer, and I would send them your way. But a general question is how much does it cost to put your horse in auction? What is the commission structure? How does all of that work?
Again, that's all going to depend on the sale. Most sales are going to have an initial consignment fee and then also take a small commission. I would imagine 8 to 10% is probably standard. I don't know every auction out there, but I think that's, probably safe to assume, but find out for certain when you call them. And that's not a weird question. That's usually one of the first questions is what's your consignment fee? What's your commission? India, do you know when horses are sold on the private market, and they're represented by an agent, there's normally a commission there too, right? Do you know what that is typically?
Yeah, so the commit that's it's kind of all over the board in private sales. It depends on how many people are involved and if there's an agent and a trainer and importing and there's so many. It's kind of all over the place. It used to be standard 10% that the trainer who was selling the horse, the seller would pay 10% to that seller to sell the horse, and it was pretty clean. That was it. And now, like I said, it is all over the board. If somebody has their fingers in it, they're gonna get paid. So the buyer now most likely pays their trainer a commission as well. So it can really start to add up. And I think that's a great question just in general for anybody that's selling a horse, like figure out the commissions first. And then back that out of what your asking price is going to be. So, most people that I know that I deal with in the sport horse world are very transparent about their commissions. And those are the only people that I would ever want to deal with as a seller. I think that, like you said, it comes back to you when people find out, like, oh, so and so also got paid, and this person got paid, and how much was the horse really worth? And that's the fastest way to kind of get, banned, from people using you. Not that you're banned from selling horses or buying horses, but that people just won't want to use you if you're not transparent.
It's a small world.
Very small world.
Do good business.
Yes. Along with that, because there's a lot, like you said, people need to ask all of these questions because then who's responsible for the, obviously there's a PPE. Does a seller do that at home before they send the horse to auction? How does the PPE process work?
Yeah, we kind of touched on that on the last episode a little bit, but depends on the sale. That's when you're asking the requirements to putting your horse in the sale. That's one of those first questions you need to ask, because that's a financial commitment on the seller's part. So one of the sales that we're helping with, like we said, at the last episode, does not require any vet work ahead of time at the seller's expense. They just have a vet on site that will look over the horses. Another one requires a vet exam, but optional x-rays. At the Southern Bell Classic, we require a vet exam and a series of 10 x-rays. And we know, I mean, that's a substantial commitment from the seller. So, they do need to factor that in when they're deciding on what sale to put their horse in. So, yeah, that should be one of those top questions that you ask a sale that you're considering consigning to.
So when you said like that it's a long-term commitment. I know for you it's 5 to 6 months for Southern Bell Classic, and for others it could be it's kind of all over the board, but it is a commitment. And as we are, Main Street Market is selling, helping to promote these horses that we're helping to sell, and Southern Bell Classic, Bells and Boots, putting those names out there. I'm sure that the sellers got to get inquiries from people that don't want to buy from auction or don't understand the auction or just don't understand how it works. They see the horse out there. Can I buy the horse? And how does that work? If I'm a seller and I get contacted, do I have to then, where do I send them?
Just, like we've talked about transparency, being upfront with folks, remind them that the horse is consigned to an auction. Tell them the specifics of the auction, time, date, place, all the things, where to get more information. If they, in our case, where we, like we said, we get lots of phone calls. We are happy to talk with folks. You're welcome to send them our way, if your horse is consigned with us. One thing that we talk about, it comes up every year and it's interesting, is sellers, buyers expect to hold sellers to the highest standard of honesty, which they absolutely should. Yet they frequently ask the sellers to go back on their word to an auction and pull a horse. Essentially, they're asking the seller to be dishonest, to go back on their word. So it's not funny, but it's funny that we, as a buyer, we want you to be so honest about your horse, and absolutely you should. And we stand by that. That's what we ask of our sellers, is to be honest and to operate with the highest level of integrity. But we'd rather you pull the horse out and let us buy it ahead of time, and go back on your word and be dishonest to the sale. So just keep that in mind, as a seller and a buyer. But yeah, if somebody calls you, your horse is consigned to a sale, I mean, hey, this is the day and time, and you got this many days, weeks, months to make your decision. So yeah, just point them back to the sale and let them know all the details.
I think as sellers, if most of them are in it for the long game, they want to keep that integrity in mind. And I'm sure as a seller, it's really tempting because you've got someone right now that wants the horse right now, and you've got 5 months to keep this horse sound before
Yeah,
it goes to sale. But integrity is everything. So
it
it's
is.
interesting that you said that, because buyers do want sellers to be honest and then to say, like, well, can we just make a little exception?
Little exception to your honesty, yeah.
So those are all of my questions that I've gotten from people that want to sell at auction. So really good.
Okay. I've got a few questions for you as far as your point of view from Main Street Market. And these
Okay.
questions really could be if a seller's selling privately or through an auction. I feel like they apply to both. But what are your top tips for selling a horse and marketing a horse?
I get asked that all the time, and I love it because I always want to help people put their best foot forward, when they are showcasing their horses and promoting their horses. And it's the same whether they are a seller that has a backyard barn that is selling a horse on their own, or if they are sending to a consignment barn and that trainer is selling, or the trainer has a training barn and the trainer is training and selling, or if it's at auction. I've seen a lot of incredible marketing for horses, and I've seen a lot of very mediocre marketing for horses. And we talked a little bit about this in the last episode. I get asked all the time, how is the market? What's the market like? Is this particular horse selling? Is this particular horse type of horse selling? Is this age range selling? Are horses in this area selling? And the market is great. Horses are selling. We are seeing this all the time on Main Street Market. You're seeing all this all the time in your auction world. Horses are selling. And I said this before, it's not the market, it's the marketing. So the competition for content is unbelievable now. As potential buyers, as a buyer, as a shopper, a window shopper, the thing that people don't understand, someone may not even really be in the market. And then they see a fabulous photo and a fabulous video, and all of a sudden they have to have that horse. That happens all the time. It happens all the time in the real estate world where they really understand it. The realtors really understand how important marketing is, that someone may not be in the market, but they see something and all of a sudden, hey, I think we do want to move to the beach in that house. So if sellers could really understand how important marketing is now, they would have a much better advantage of getting the attention from that potential buyer because they are in competition. They're not just in competition with people looking for a similar type of horse. The competition now is online marketing. It just that is where it is. And in order to stand out among everybody else, There are a couple of different things that sellers really need to be doing. It sounds so obvious, but photos are absolutely key. That's the first part is perfect. If it's not a professional photo, it needs to be the highest quality smartphone photo. And I mean high quality. So if with that, it is so worth it to find a local photographer, equestrian photographer. They're literally everywhere. They'll come to you and have a photo session. I know some of the trainers that we work with, that's the first thing they do when they get horses in. They do a quick, blow up, get the horses looking fabulous, and then they go and they do their basic photo session. The horses don't go out online ever until those photo sessions are done. So my recommendation is always both sides of the horse and a confirmation photo. People want to see these horses without tack. And then, I'll see screenshots of video, for a $50,000, $60,000 horse. And these horses are, it's blurred. And then I usually try to say to somebody, like, hey, do you have some time to go and take better photos? Oh, I'm so busy. I can't do it. It's like, but that's your job. And especially if you are representing a buyer or and selling that horse, you're going to be just scrolled right by. So I think just helping sellers really understand at any level and really any price range, because even if you have, if you've got a $5,000 horse, well, you're competing with all the $5,000 horses out there. So don't you want to have that fabulous photo? So it's just really important. And we allow up to 10 photos on Main Street. No, I think we're at 15 now, and that's plenty of photos. You can get both sides confirmation. You can get the hooves, you can get hocks, you can get all of those things. Get a really nice photo of whatever their discipline is. So I think that's also important too. I'll see these wonderful horses that are, maybe you'll say it's a dressage horse, and they just have these fabulous photos of the horses running in the field, and they're beautiful, but that's not showing what that horse in the ring, in its element, or in a lesson. It doesn't have to be, at a show, but the photos, high quality photos, first and foremost. And I see that in our, I love to look at the stats on Main Street Market social media. I can tell you exactly which horses get the most attention, and it's always those with the quality photos. The algorithm favors that. They love, Facebook attracts those quality photos, attract people, and then the algorithm starts, and then those photos just get pushed out and pushed out. So, should I say it again? Photos? Okay. So, the second thing is video. So, it is the first question that people ask for with the horse. They want video. And especially, since everything went online and COVID, and people will buy on video. They will buy without actually going to try the horse. They will buy on online auction. So the video is imperative that the video is quality, again, quality. And it doesn't need to be it doesn't need to be glamorous. It doesn't have to have all this music in the background and fancy transition scenes between the two and music that matches. It doesn't have to be all that. It just needs to be a quality video that shows the horse in its element. I love to see the videos that show someone mounting and dismounting, because that for a lot of people, that's very important that the horse is calm and can stand. And I don't need to see, videos of every, a 10-minute video of someone just walking around, but having video of all three gates on both sides, and then definitely the horse in its element, whatever that horse's discipline is. And if it's cross-discipline, then show a couple of different, those things. One of the things that I do share with sellers on Main Street Market is if you are marketing a horse to be a cross-discipline horse, it's an all-around prospect. A lot of the horses that are very popular on Main Street come from maybe a typical Western seller, but maybe it's a draft cross that can cross over into an amateur's dressage horse or fox hunter. But then they only show videos of that horse in a Western saddle. So you're eliminating 50% of your market, because buyers don't want to work hard to see themselves on that horse. So that's why those confirmation photos are super important. Even if you don't have different type of tack, but having those confirmation photos, you want to help your potential buyer to see themselves with that horse. Just like a real estate agent. A real estate agent always knows that you want that potential homeowner to see themselves in that house. How are they going to call that house their home? And it's the same thing for horses. We never want to, as a seller, we don't want to have our buyers working hard to see if it would be a good match. So that's really important. And I've seen a big shift in Main Street, how I will contact sellers directly and say, do you have confirmation photos? Could you grab some confirmation photos for me? Let's edit this. And immediately the spike goes up in the views and the interactions on that horse. So with that, photos and videos, which are really the basics. And the third thing, and this, it's pretty simple: photos, videos, and exposure. So we talked about this in the last episode as well, but there is such a thing as this network exhaustion, of sellers selling to the same network over and over and over. And eventually, when they see the same horses, and then you'll see the sellers like, I don't know why this horse is still sitting here. Well, it's still sitting there because not enough people have seen it. So by working with somebody like y'all and working with Main Street Market, this is what we do. We're getting those horses out into bigger networks. And that's, and especially if you've got a horse in one of your auctions, I know I'm on Facebook all the time promoting our horses, which we have a lot of your horses on Main Street Market. And we're all working together to push these horses out into different networks, into different Facebook groups. That's where our buyers are. And I hear people saying, like, we want to pull people off Facebook and get them, over here where, there's not the noise of Facebook. Well, Facebook is where our buyers are. That's where they're looking. So what we want to do is take that content from Main Street Market, and yes, we are pushing out the website and we're advertising the app, pushing that out that people can go there. But to get that initial, hey, look at that horse, we're finding those on social media, Facebook and TikTok and Instagram. So exposure is absolutely everything. And also, the key with that is those of us that are top contributors in the social media world, you want us promoting those horses because we're already in the algorithm. So the algorithm has favored us. We're out there, we're active. It's social media. So Facebook and Instagram, they love that we're social on those platforms. It's very different. And I see some of my sellers pushing their horses out, which we love, of course, market your own horse. But they don't get the interactions that we do. So it's super easy to work with someone who will help you push those out into the social media world. So photos, video, exposure.
Back to photos. We think it's so important that we keep a recommended list of photographers that we can give to people who can say, hey, call these people, they'll travel all over the country. If you don't have one in mind already. So that's how important we think it is. But also I just wanted to add to the photo section that angles are everything. The angle of the horse can make a horse look not even like the same horse if it's a bad angle. So perfect those angles as well as the photo quality.
No, I think that's so true because we see the head-on angle, and the horse looks skinny, or just, and then you see it from the side, you're like, oh my gosh, it's completely different. So all of those things, yeah, they're super important in what you're putting out there and what you want to attract. So
For sure.
can I add a fourth point? Photos, video, exposure, and go back to integrity. We frequently tell folks, market and advertise your horse for what it is. So I always use the car analogy, and I'm like, if you have a Jeep, make it the best Jeep out there, but don't try to tell me it's a Ferrari. There are people that want to buy the Jeep, So marketing your horse honestly for what they are, and there's buyers for every horse.
Oh, 100%. And I do have people that message me and they'll say, hey, this horse crib, should I put that in description? I'm like, yes, put it in the description. There are many of us that don't care. I don't care. You know, some people do. So why waste your time with someone? You get, you know, you've spent 30 minutes with them and then, oh, by the way, Joey cribs. Oh, well, I can't have a cribber because some barns don't allow them. So I always tell people, go ahead and put that out there. And I'll see, we just had one, this fabulous horse just listed, and that's recovering from splint. And but she's very clear, like this horse should not have any issues with this. He's been cleared by the vet. But go ahead and say that up front because some people that's a deal breaker, some people it isn't, but you're gonna save so much time because even, you know, if you spend 10 minutes with, you know, 50 people, I mean, that's a lot of time for both parties. But I do agree with you 100%. Integrity. People are going to know. They're going to find out. So, you know, you don't want to make it like the highlight of the description, but just by revealing things that, and just even the simple things. This horse does not like to be turned out with others. This horse loves to be turned out with others. This horse needs to stay in during the day because the flies bother him. Like, just go ahead and say that because sometimes people, when they're boarding, they don't have those options and they need to know. You know, ahead of time before anybody wastes their time and before we get the buyer's hopes up because they could get to the point where they are just so ready and we know how emotional it is. It's emotional for everybody. So being upfront with that, I think that's great. I love that.
100%. Okay, so let's say that I am a seller, and whether I'm selling privately or through an auction, I want to list my horse on Main Street Market. Can you kind of go through the steps in order to do that?
Yes, and of course, we would love to have you on as a seller. And we'd love having your horses on Main Street Market. And so we are a, as I said, we are a an online platform for all breeds and all disciplines. And that's really, really important to me. When I started Main Street Market, I want everyone to feel welcome on Main Street Market. I think people are finding their own niche on Main Street Market, but we truly have all disciplines, all breeds, and I love it. I love our community. So we have a couple of different ways to put horses on Main Street. We have our website, which gets between 30 and 35,000 visitors a month, which I'm really excited about. But we also have an app that you can download on Google Play or the App Store. And that we have about 7,000 downloads now and around 1,500 opens a month. So people are definitely using the app. It's great for on-the-go shopping. You know, if you're in an area, you can pull it up just like you could the real estate app and see all of the horses that are available in a certain area. You can plan your buying trips and everything. So we have a very, very basic option. And this was also really important to me. I built this platform how I want to shop. So even though my husband says that Main Street Market is not my personal shopping list, it's very hard with so many fabulous horses on there. But I did build it to be very simple so that someone can list their horse for $8.99, and which is about the same price as a very fancy cup of coffee. And you get it's that's per month. We're a subscription. We don't take any commissions. There's no contracts. You can delete your listing anytime. And we want you to, you know, we're like that dating app that we don't want you on there for long. We want to help you sell your horses. So $8.99 gets you a basic listing. You get a pin on the map and a spot on the list, and all of our horses are promoted on social media, all of them. So, you know, and I get people that message me like, if I pay you a little more, can I have a little more exposure? And I'm like, that's not how it works. Everyone gets the same. Not all horses get the same exposure because of the photos and everything we just talked about but from our end, we promote all of the horses. And then we have a premium level that is $24.99, and you get the same thing as the basic, and then you also get a scrolling ad on the side of the website, and that does get a lot of attention. The premium ads definitely do get more attention. And then we have a package for $39.99 a month that is really for trainers or breeders that have between 5 and 15 horses. That's where you're going to get a really great deal. And then we just added $89.99 a month. And that's mostly for very large sellers, very large breeders that have unlimited horses We've got a seller on there right now that has like 50 horses. She's a breeder, so she's got lots and lots and lots of babies. But an auction would also be a great aspect, for that one, right? So, and then what was the rest of that question? Sorry.
Like what options you covered the options and just like how the process works. And let me just
Okay.
add, the process on Main Street Market is so easy. I have listed a lot of horses and ponies, like what you said, all breeds, all sizes, all colors. And it's just so easy to do. It's very user friendly. You've done
Thank
a
you for
good
saying
job.
that.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank you. I was talking with someone the other day, and because she was like, well, it's got to be like just rolling on its own now, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, like 4 years later, what we started 5 years ago. I mean, we started building it 5 years ago, and we are always making improvements to make sure that the customer experience is better and better and better, and always upgrading the apps. And so I want it to be so simple, and I'll get messages. Like people riding their horse and listing a horse on Main Street Market. It's so easy. I always say if you can order off Amazon, you can list a horse on Main Street.
It's true.
It's super easy. Yeah,
That is
it's super
true.
easy.
Yeah.
Literally go on and click on list a horse, and then it prompts you. I have verbiage in there that actually what I hope helps people with, and I can tell the people that read the directions too, by the way. So it's very, I like things to be laid out. Like this is the name of the horse, this is the age, the size, the breed, the discipline, and then we go into the description because I copy and paste those and put those on social media. So when those aren't in there, then I have to go through and I do. I'm happy to edit those. But I really try to make it as simple as possible. So that's really all you have to do is click on mainstreetmarket.com and list a horse. We've taken that option off of the app. The app is search only, shop only now. Working with Apple is extremely challenging, I will say. And they just made it really hard for, not for us, but for our sellers. They made it really tough on them. And I do everything I can to mitigate as much frustration as possible. So as soon as I get a notification, as soon as a horse is on, I get a notification for everything. If someone edits their horse, I can see it, everything, because I want to be able to help. And as soon as someone lists their horse, they get a welcome email from me. And it is personal. I write every single email. It has the name of each horse in it and anything that I can do to help. I might say, hey, we need some other pictures, or do you have a better video? I have never once had anyone say, I don't need your help. Every time I offer, someone says, yes, please help me. People really do. They want that help. And then they go on our social media lineup. So as horses come in, they go through the lineup, and then after they're there for a month or two, I typically what we see, if horses are priced correctly, that's the other thing I should have mentioned before too, in marketing. For horses to move, they have to be priced appropriately, not because you love them so much, because of course you do, or that this horse, it just means everything to you and has done all the things and is so sweet. That doesn't mean that he's $30,000 more expensive than a horse who's had the same appropriate training, that it has all the same things. So pricing those horses appropriately. What I don't give advice on, except for that, is pricing. I'll give advice on everything else, marketing, photos, videos, but it is such a sensitive subject. If someone asks me, I'll say, go through Main Street Market, put in your filters, because if you're searching for a horse, you can put in your filters and see exactly those horses that are similar to yours. But for buyers, they can put in their filters and find that exact horse. But see what the average price is, see what's selling, because that part is really important too.
Very, that is very important. So, okay, I think that we've covered it all. We appreciate you talking to us today and working with us. We enjoy putting horses on Main Street Market and having a relationship with you, and it's beneficial for us both.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please let us know. Email support@mainstreetmarket.com. Please share and join us again next week for another episode of the Main Street Minute, right here on the Equus Radio Network.